Now in Africa, education is prized. Would you let your son drop out of college and risk it all as an entrepreneur? The Hallams in South Africa did this, and this is how it turned out. It was a big decision for a family to take. Should they let their son drop out of college to take a risk? This is what 31-year-old Mclele Hallam did back in 2014. He decided he didn't enjoy his electrical engineering diploma course and didn't want to be an electrician. I wish many young people had parents like mine. They're understanding, tolerant, and respect one's decisions, said the ambitious, driven, and confident New Brighton-born Mclele during an interview with Billionaire Tomorrow. His parents allowed him to drop from technical college to pursue his ambition, business. 7 years later, he owns 3 companies and has few regrets. He owns Imbono, which means vision, a furniture manufacturing company, Raw Native Creations, an edu-entertainment business, and Molo Mohambi Relations, a public relations and marketing business in Kleber, formerly Port Elizabeth, his hometown. He says, unlike others, he is lucky that at an early age, realized he had talent and business acumen and pursued it. 7 years on, Mclele is looking far beyond South Africa and across the continent to the future. He is a strong proponent of intra-African trade. Mclele says, he does not understand why it took African leaders so long to set up the African Continental Free Trade Area. I'm one of the many young entrepreneurs seeking markets for our products. Africa is a very rich continent with a diverse range of products from minerals to manufacturing and agricultural products, he says. Imagine if African countries were trading among themselves. Where will we be now in growing our economies and creating employment for our citizens? This association, the AFCFTA, is long overdue, he says, shaking his head in disbelief. AFCFTA creates a single continental market for goods and services with free movement of business, persons and investments. It also expands intra-African trade, allowing exposure to young entrepreneurs entering the business, he says. Also, costs of doing business are cheaper and the usual trade red tape is significantly reduced. However, I'm excited that finally something is being done about intra-African trade. That is the only way for the continent to realise growth and exploit its rich resources to the maximum. The second born in a family of 3, Mclele describes himself as fearless and talented. He did his primary education in New Brighton and had to move away to a town formerly known as Peddy to be treated by his grandfather, who was a traditional healer, after he was poisoned. He was 8. More than 20 years on, Mclele claims this poisoning came through jealous neighbours. He says he was a bright, obedient, scholarly child, whereas other children of the neighbourhood were lazy and skipped school. He returned to the then Port Elizabeth after treatment and continued with his schooling, this time at Cowan High School. Here, he played soccer, rugby and cricket. I remember at primary school I was made class monitor and there were bigger boys than me and they did not like it, he recalls. When I was in grade 5, I noticed that the school uniform's colour resembled that of inmates and I mobilised the entire school, which was up to grade 7, to protest against the uniform colour. And indeed it was changed to white shirts and grey shorts. This shows how motivated and influential I was. Mclele says he grew up in a very poor family. His love for wood, which gave birth to the furniture business, was due to his family moving from one area of New Brighton to another and watched his family build new shacks wherever they went. My father used to ask me to help him build the family shack. He was an expert in shack building to the extent that people used to request him to build theirs. He had a unique way of building a shack. It would be as strong as a brick mortar house. From then on, my passion for wood grew, he says. After completing his matric at the age of 15, he started to help his cousin's sister sell clothes she bought from Johannesburg. They had agreed with her that she would give him a certain percentage from the sales. This did not happen, so I started to put my own markup on each item. So I sold something, for example, if a jean was 500 rand, I would sell it for 550 and I'll get the 50, says Mclele.